You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Talk Radio Europe.
Live on Aero. Presented by Ger Sweeney.
Good evening and welcome. Nice to have your company this evening on the programme, our very first Wednesday's programme. And it's also our very first programme on the Three Kings. So happy Three Kings Day. Do hope you're celebrating and enjoying life with your family and friends on this Day of the Three Kings. I'm going to be talking to a lady by the name of Leticia Vaquera. And Leticia is from Barcelona. If you were listening to Dave a few moments ago, you will know that we're going to be talking about Christmas and talk about the Three Kings and just generally talk about her life here in Ireland, because she's living in Ireland for the last year and a half, maybe a little bit longer. So we're looking forward to that conversation in the second part of the programme. I will be playing for you some Irish music, and we're featuring the music of Bagatelle this week because Liam Riley, the lead singer with Bagatelle, passed away suddenly on New Year's Day. I'm not going to do the famous Irish birthdays. We did them all last year, and indeed I think for a little while before that as well. So it's pretty much just going to be repetition. But I will be taking a look back at those weeks where there might be some musical birthdays in there. And there's two this week that I'll give a mention to. But I won't be going through the big list of famous Irish people celebrating birthdays this week. However, if you are celebrating a birthday and you'd like me to give you a mention and play something specific for you, more than happy to do it. You can get in contact with me by email at any stage, ger, at tre.radio, simple as that. Or while I'm live on air, you can very simply send me a WhatsApp to +34 645 996795. The only thing I can't manage is a phone call because I'm in Ireland at the moment, and it's not technically possible for me to do that on one. But you can certainly send a WhatsApp. Alrighty. Now, what else are we going to be looking at? Yes, I was talking to Tony Dean. Let's deal with this first. I was talking to Tony Dean on the last programme, and which was last Monday week. And Tony was telling me that he's an Englishman, but has always felt the pull towards Ireland and towards the Irish. And his grandfathers, I think he told me, were Irish. So he's got some Irish blood in his body and feels a good old pull towards Ireland because of that. He grew up in an area in London where there was a lot of Irish people. And so he spent his time with Irish families and their children and so on and so forth. And he made reference to, it was something that kind of passed me by really because I didn't understand it. He made reference to going to a friend's house and that they would be playing Irish songs, the records and stuff. And then he said something about a recording of a musical event in a pub where a brawl broke out. And it was his way of saying, talking about the fight in Irish and the reputation that we have. Obviously, we disagree with that. And if you don't believe me, we can step outside. No problem. But anyway, it turns out that what he was referring to was actually a song that was released by Peter Sellers. And it was my good old pal, PJ Curtis that got in touch with me to tell me about this. I think it was 1953 or 58. I have to find the email when I'm playing it and tell you exactly what it's about. But this is, and I hope Tony's listening, because Tony, it'll bring back some memories to you. This is the song. Oh, look at that. I don't know why that's there. Oh, I do. Sorry, I know exactly why that's there. This is the song that you were referring to that I didn't know about. Peter Sellers. And the name of it is A Drop of the Hard Stuff, and 1958 was the year. I'm going to play it all for you, including the introduction. It might be a little bit hard for you to understand because it is very Irish, but I'm sure you'll get through it. Peter Sellers.
This is the first of a series of recordings of folk music. I'm speaking to you now at the time of recording from a little village in Ireland where I am about to record the music of Mr. Patrick O'Shaughnessy and his Cayley band. What is the name of the song you are going to record for us?
Well, it's called, sir, The Rattling Boy from Dublin Town. It's based on a famous poem by William McGonagall, Port and Tragedian. Well, your boys are ready to give us this? Yes, sir, I think we are already. I'll just check up on that. Just a minute.
You all right, sir?
Yes, I'm all right.
All right, then.
My boy, then.
Gonna give it a drop of the hard stuff later. We're all right. We're all right with this fella. He'll look after us, you see. All right, lads. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah, that's lovely, lads. That's lovely. Ah, let it play from your hearts, lads. That's right. Hear it, lads. That's how I love to hear it. Pass a bottle, Paddy, will you? That's a drop of the hard stuff.
I'll have a drop of the bottle too, please. John, give me the bottle, will you?
Right.
Sounds like a bum note you was playing there, John.
Don't tell me whether I'm playing a bum note or not. I won't take that talk from anyone. You take that, you.
Don't tell me where I am. I'll give you something to think about, you stupid idiot. I won't take that talk from nobody. Take that, you swine.
If it pleases my tape recorder, you're ruining the taste of life.
Mind my half, will you? Mind me half. I'll never get to heaven now.
I won't have that talk from none of you lads. I tell you.
Hey, look here, lads. Please, lads, the recording. The recording, lads. Careful of my microphone.
And it just got madder and madder and madder from there. I'm glad to say that PJ Curtis is listening to us in Nercha. I send good wishes to you for the new year and the Three Kings as well, PJ. And I just took a look at the email that he had sent me some time ago, and he said the fellow that he said that was mentioned on your, or that mentioned the fighting on the programme, it's actually from a very funny sketch on three examples of folk music, according to PJ, Devon, Scotland and Ireland, which featured on the LP of songs from Swinging Sellers, songs from Swinging Sellers. There you go. That's brilliant. And the music that you heard was actually the actual Tulla Cayley band that you may have heard of. And as a PS to that, PJ told me that Peter Sellers Irish Music Spoof, it was actually produced by none other than George Martin of, yeah, the man from the Beatles. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So apparently the Beatles, especially Lennon, was a big Sellers fan, and they were in awe of George and his work with him and the Goons. So there you go. Thanks very much for that, PJ Curtis, a mind of information as always. So that was what Tony Dean was referring to last Monday week when we were talking to him. No, there you go. That's that done. I did say to you that I would feature Bagatelle on the programme. And only fitting as well. By the way, if you have a suggestion, if you've got a favourite Irish artist or a favourite Irish group that you would like me to feature, I'd be more than happy to do so. Giles Brown has already told me that he wants Thin Lizzy featured. I know that I want to feature Stockton's Wing, which brings me back again to PJ Curtis because he produced a lot of the albums for Stockton's Wing. I'm going to feature other well-known Irish groups. As long as it's Irish, I don't care what genre it is. We'll do the Kilfenora Cayley Band. We might even take something from the Tulla Cayley Band future down the road, but today it is the turn of Bagatelle. And for me personally, the first time that I came, because I was young, the first time I came across the name Bagatelle was when they had a hit single which was called Summer in Dublin, and a lot of references made to that particular song over the last week or so because Liam Riley, the lead singer, died suddenly on New Year's Day. So we played this in memory of him. Arieshte Gorev Anam. Great song it is too. It's called, as I said, Summer in Dublin. And sit back, relax and enjoy the beautiful voice of Liam Riley.
Take me away from the city and leave me to where I can be on my own. I wanted to see you and now that I have, I just want to be left alone. Remember your kind words, and I'll still remember your name. But I've seen you changing and turning, and I know that things just won't be the same.
the late Liam Riley as lead singer with Bagatelle, and a big hit for them. The band was actually set up in Wicklow, just outside Dublin, back in 1978, and they were still gigging. Yeah, they really were. Obviously, nobody was gigging last year, but regularly I used to see their names, and I heard an interview on radio over the Christmas before Liam passed away. Somebody had written a book, and it was kind of like a, you know, the biography of Bagatelle, and they were saying that they were looking forward. This guy was saying that he knew the band looking forward to getting back on the road in 2021 at some point, and it just won't happen. And if the band does go back on the road, they will certainly won't have Liam Riley with them. And as I said, when we play another track before 7 o'clock, or yesterday, Go River on him. Before I go to the break, let me tell you the big news in Ireland this evening is that Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said that schools will stay closed. It's been confirmed. We've known it for days, but it's been confirmed today, and they're going to stay closed for the remainder of the month, with a review to be taken in a few weeks' time on when they will reopen. Schools have not reopened since the Christmas break due to the surging COVID-19 cases in the community, and Cabinet decided today that they should remain closed. Taoiseach said that in an address this afternoon, however, that students in the final year of their leaving certificate cycle will be allowed to attend school on maybe 3 days a week. The Taoiseach reaffirmed the government's commitment to the state exam processing proceeding as planned this year. And speaking at a post-cabinet briefing at government buildings this afternoon, Mr. Martin also confirmed that all construction except that which is deemed essential will cease for the remainder of January. There will be some exceptions which will be published on gov.ie, the government website. So that's gov.ie. Construction deemed essential includes health projects, schools, social housing, and certain other projects. On Taoiseach also addressed children's issues arising from the continued closure of schools, particularly relating to the children of essential workers. Childcare services, use your words, Ger, will continue generally until the end of the month, but can remain open for vulnerable children and the children of essential workers. All right. On retail, click and collect. Now, this is going to be a huge problem. On retail, click and collect from non-essential retail outlets is no longer to be permitted with immediate effect. That's going to hurt a lot of small businesses in Ireland. Regarding travel, the current ban on travel from the UK and South Africa will continue from midnight on Friday evening. All passengers coming from the UK and South Africa will have to be in possession of a negative PCR test that they acquired within 72 hours of travelling. The announcement came of even tougher COVID-19 restrictions as Ireland experiences a daily growth rate of COVID-19 cases that is outpacing most of Europe. And earlier today, it was confirmed that the number of people currently in hospital with COVID-19 eclipsed the previous peak of the pandemic in April. I don't have today's figures as yet. They haven't been released. They normally get released before 6 o'clock here. So that should be just before this programme ends. And if I get them, I'll bring them to you. I have the Northern Ireland figures and I have a story about Northern Ireland, but I'll bring that to you after. Going to take a quick commercial break right now. And joining me just after that is Leticia Vaquera. And Leticia is from Barcelona. She's now living in Ireland. And I want to talk to her all about that.
Live on Era, presented by Ger Sweeney.
Well, here we are. It is the 6th of January, the first programme on Wednesday evening. Back home, we call it the Feast of the Epiphany, or we might call it Little Christmas, or it's often been called Women's Christmas. But here in Spain, it's called Three Kings, or Fiesta de los Reyes, I think is how you pronounce it. And I'm delighted to say that I'm going to be able to look at the difference between an Irish Christmas and a Spanish Christmas, maybe, because joining me, not from Spain, but from Limerick in Ireland, is a lady by the name of Leticia Vaquero. Leticia, lovely to talk to you. How are you?
Hello, nice to meet you. So lovely to talk to you. Thanks to invite me to your amazing program.
My amazing program. It's never been called that, but it's lovely to talk to you. A Spanish lady living in Limerick. Let's talk about that. Or should I say Feliz Navidad? Or should I say Feliz Fiesta de los Reyes?
Well, we say Feliz Navidad for us is like Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. And in the Reyes, we say, Felices Reyes, you can say,
okay.
We can say. But we say the Fiesta de Reyes, you can say that, yeah. But
okay.
Felices Reyes, it's good. Yeah.
Now, you're from Barcelona, so how come you've ended up in the beautiful city of Limerick in Ireland?
Wow, that's an interesting an interesting story.
Okay.
You know, all my life, I don't know how to explain you, but I had a good feeling, a really good feeling, a good vibration for Ireland in general. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just 1 year and a half ago, I feel something very strong inside me that I don't know why, but I have to go to live in Ireland. So it's just like this. So I changed all my life. I leave my family, my friends, my job, everything there. And I moved to Ireland. It was like that. It was so scary at the beginning because it was really different change, you know. But it's just, I just follow my heart. I can't explain you yet why I'm here because I didn't know yet, but I don't know yet. But I'm feeling so good here in Ireland, even if I miss the amazing weather that we have in Spain, mm-hmm. that here is impossible. But yeah, I just follow. And you know, when you're feeling an instinct and you're feeling something mm-hmm. and you think that you have to do this, but you don't know why, but it was my thing. So it's because of this that I'm here.
And did you come straight to Limerick or did you go somewhere else first?
No, I went to Dublin, but just for 3 days, you know, because I was in the Dublin airport. So I was visiting some place in Dublin, but I come directly to here, to Limerick. Yeah, because like I didn't know anyone. I decided that maybe it's good to go to an English school to improve my English.
Mm-hmm.
So I arranged like with a Spanish agency, I arranged my school. My accommodation at the beginning, the first 2 months, I was in a student accommodation.
Okay.
But yeah, and then I meet a lot of people in my school. It was lovely, yeah.
Good. And what do you do then in Limerick? How do you earn a living?
Well, now, this year was difficult, you know, for everyone because of the COVID situation. Because when the COVID starts, I decided to come back to Spain to stay with my family because nobody knows when it's going to happen. But in October, I came back again to Limerick. And now, actually, I am studying. I continue to improve my English in the school at the mornings. And at the afternoons, I'm working in a marketing company. So for me, it's amazing because I can learn a lot here.
I know you didn't go home for Christmas this year.
Yeah.
So tell me what you thought of the Christmas experience in Ireland. Because Christmas Eve for us is a day where a lot of us are in town shopping and we're meeting friends. Now, this year, obviously, restaurants and bars closed at 3 o'clock because mm-hmm. of the COVID, so it was different. But that night, it's kind of a night where not a whole lot happens. But in Spain, it's called Noche Buena, and Noche Buena yeah. is a big family celebration. Am I right?
Yeah, that's true. It's a really big family celebration, Noche Buena. It's the 24th, the night of the 24th. We also celebrate the 25th, the lunch of the 25th. And in Catalonia, because I'm from Barcelona, mm-hmm. and Catalonia is like a county, a big county. In Catalonia, we also celebrate the 26th, but only in Catalonia, not in the rest of Spain.
Okay.
Because we celebrate St. Stephen also. But yeah, I think the most important is the night of 24 and the lunch of the 25, because yeah, it's a moment when all the family are together, you share moments, you create new memories. I think it's my favorite part of the year, you know, it's like this time for share things to take about people, you know,
mm-hmm.
you show the Christmas spirit, you know,
mm.
I think it's important to be a good person all the year, no? not just in Christmas, but it's a nice moment to share with family and friends. This year is different.
Of course. Now, we'll talk about the Three Kings in just a moment, but on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or in, you know, when you're Noche Buena or Christmas Day, the 25th, is that when Santa Claus brings his toys to the boys and girls in Spain?
Yeah. In Spain, you know, we have like different traditions because some people celebrate the 24 when, like you say, the Santa Claus mm-hmm. coming with the... Some people celebrate, but other people didn't celebrate, you know? And there are other people that just celebrate the other Reyes. And then it's my family that we celebrate everything. Yeah, because we love to give presents and these kind of things, you know? So we celebrate in my family with my parents and my brother. We celebrate the 24. We give gifts in the 24 and also the 6th of January.
Mm.
We have all the traditions in my family.
Okay. I know you're not there, but what will be happening in Barcelona tonight around your family table?
My mother used to cook a really special food. It's like She used to cook a special soup with a special pasta.
Okay.
That is from Catalonia. I don't remember the name. She put meat inside the meat, vegetables, but it's like slow cooking, you know? It's this kind of food that is so good. It's so warm when you put inside your body.
Okay.
And also she used to cook a special meat and a special desserts. And the rest of the family, we help her to cook this, no? At the end, we have the, you know, this special, like, we have a special cake we eat at the end after the lunch. And it's really funny because inside the cake, you have like a paper crown, okay? Mm-hmm. And inside the cake, we have small ceramic figure, okay?
Right.
And we have also a bean.
Okay.
So the person, yeah, so it's very funny because the person who finds the small ceramic figure will be coronated queen or queen, you know?
Okay.
And the person, who finds the bean is the person that the next year have to pay this cake. You know?
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, that's brilliant. That's a great tradition.
That's brilliant, yeah.
That's lovely. And tell me, do you miss being at home for the Three Kings?
Yeah, really. I miss. Maybe I miss more Christmas, maybe in general Christmas, no? Because
okay.
I think it's a time for be with your family and mm-hmm. your friends. But fortunately, I'm really grateful because I'm living with my housemates. They are my friends. They are like my second family. So
lovely.
I'm really grateful to live with there because I couldn't imagine this situation living with alone in an apartment, you know? So yeah, of course I miss my family, but I have a good choice here also.
And usually in Spain on the night of the 5th, there is like a celebration. There's a parade or a procession in most locations. And then that night, the children leave their shoes outside the door. Is that correct for Papa Noel?
Yeah, is that correct? It's also correct in the 24th. It's also in the 24th
yes.
of December.
Okay.
Yeah, some people, it's like I explained you before, some people celebrate both traditions. Maybe in the 24th, we put the presents near to the tree, to the Christmas tree. And the night of before the Reyes, the 5th, we put the shoes, like you say, upside, no? If you have a balcony or something like this, with upside, because they expected that the three kings are coming to the house, you know? And there is some, it's beautiful because when you have cousins, because I'm the older cousin of the family, so my cousins are older than me, we used to put maybe some biscuits or some milk for the kings. No, it's like it's like the same from Santa Claus. No, you prepare biscuits or something because Santa needs to drink milk. Maybe no, you know,
or maybe some whiskey sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's not a good idea, the whiskey.
not too much anyway.
Not too much, yeah.
All right, the Irish Christmas versus the Spanish Christmas, which do you prefer?
I don't know, because it's totally different. Actually, it's my first Irish Christmas, but I'm a very open person in this sense, so I love to know new traditions. For me, it's really beautiful to know other traditions, because I can adapt these traditions also to me, you know, and create my own traditions.
What have you learned about Ireland and the Irish people since you've come to live in Limerick? Have you learned much about our traditions and our music and our poetry and our writings? And
I try to learn every day. I think I'm still learning. Yeah, I learned that the people here are really nice. I love people here. I remember my second day in Dublin when I was in the hotel. It was really funny because I just walked in. Don't ask me why, but finally I went to a museum, to a writing museum. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why there is a woman there. I had a really funny situation because the woman say, "Oh, coming, go here to the second floor." And I say, "Why? You just go because the workshop is going to start." So I don't know how I was finally it was so funny because I was in a workshop when a famous Irish writer that I don't know who is, he was teaching how to write poetry in English. This was my second day in Ireland. So I was so, I don't know why, Jer, but I always have these kind of situations in my
life. Good, good. Good.
But it was amazing. It was brilliant. Oh, my God. I learned a lot from this man. It was brilliant. And also here, the good thing is that I'm working with Irish people. They are so nice. Also, Dave, my boss, he's amazing. So I can learn about, a lot about them. So I'm happy. Also for my teachers, my teachers of the school, they teach us a lot of things. So it's like I said, it's good to have new traditions and to learn new things, you know?
Before the first lockdown last March, I know that you said you went home at that point, mm-hmm. back to Spain. But prior to that, had you experienced some live Irish music events? Had you got into that?
I could experience like here in Limerick, like, you know, went to the Lock Bar. Mm-hmm. That I really enjoy with, there was people who play music. Also, there is a pub here that I really enjoy. The name is Charlie Malone's.
Yeah.
It's an amazing place because some of my teachers, they are like guitarists. Also, they are teachers, but also guitarists and singers. And it was so funny and amazing to have live music. No, I love live music. So.
Good. Good.
Yeah, I used to go to the pubs with my friends to experience this kind of lives, you know, Irish life here. Mm.
If we didn't have lockdown at the moment, would you be at home?
Actually, I had a ticket for go to Christmas, but the company canceled my ticket.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Canceled, so I didn't have the choice to go, yeah.
Assuming that we'll be through this whole bold COVID phase very soon, how long do you plan to stay in Ireland, or is it a plan that you might like to just settle down and maybe make roots here?
You know that this year is impossible to plan anything because everything you plan, you change.
Yes.
But like I said at the beginning, I don't know why, Gerald, but I have the feeling that I have to stay here.
Okay.
Don't ask me why.
Good.
Maybe one day in the future, I can tell you why when I discover.
I'll be the second to know, I hope.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Letitia, it's been lovely talking to you and getting just a flavor of your experiences between Ireland and Spain and the differences and the similarities. I hope that you will be very happy for however long you're in Ireland. And I look forward to meeting up with you in person, hopefully very soon.
Of course.
At once we can all travel again, it'd be nice to say hello in person.
Thank you so much, Jer, for everything, for inviting me to your program. I would love to send this program to my parents. They didn't understand English, but it's okay. I can translate. But thank you for everything. Yeah, and I would love to meet you in person one
Lovely.
Day.
Great stuff. Letitia Vaquero, thank you very much for talking to me today. And I should say, Feliz Dia de Reyes.
Perfect. Brilliant.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Live on Era, presented by Ger Sweeney.
Welcome back to the program. Wasn't she absolutely lovely? I really enjoyed my chat with Letitia, and she's working with a marketing company, as she said, in Limerick, a company called Southern Advertising, which has been there for quite some time and is owned and run and operated by a great character called Dave O'Hora. And Dave is well known the length and breadth, I suppose, of Europe, not to mention Ireland. And I'd be a good old pal of Dave's, and that's how I got to be introduced to Letitia. Anyway, that was that. I did say, yes, I had some information in relation to Northern Ireland, and I said that I'd bring it to you. The GCSE, AS, and the A-level school examinations in Northern Ireland will not go ahead, as you probably know by now, and that's because, obviously, of COVID-19. Education Minister Peter Weir announced the decision in Stormont Assembly today. Now, it comes amid stricter lockdown measures to stop a rise in transmission of coronavirus and prevent hospitals from being overwhelmed by new cases. An additional 13 deaths. Now, this is just Northern Ireland today. An additional 13 deaths with COVID-19 were reported in Northern Ireland, while another 1,985 people have tested positive. Hospital occupancy across Northern Ireland was put at 102%, and there was a total of 592 COVID-confirmed inpatients, 44 of whom were being treated in intensive care. So our thoughts are with them and their families. Stormont's First Minister, Arlene Foster, said that we are asking everybody to help us get through this next period of time by complying with the public health messaging and by adhering to the full range of restrictions, because it has never mattered so much. Schools will close in most cases, with youngsters to be taught via remote learning. And Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill said that children had been under pressure over the last year and denied the opportunity to mix with their peers. She claimed that many had been left Oops, I don't know what that's doing over there. Let's get rid of that. Something just popped up on the screen, which meant that I can't actually read what I was doing. But anyway, she claimed that many had been left hanging and not knowing if they will sit transfer tests for grammar schools or things like that. Ms O'Neill also confirmed that new measures would include remote learning for schools, limited contact in domestic settings, and statutory measures to support the stay-at-home message. She said our priorities remain unchanged. We are committing to saving lives, protecting our health service from being overwhelmed, and doing all that we can to reduce the spread of this deadly virus, she said. So there we go. That's in relation to Northern Ireland. Now, just in case we have listeners in Northern Ireland, because a lot of people who would listen to Talk Radio Europe when they're in Spain, when they go home to the UK and to Ireland and to Germany and Italy and America and various other places, they tend to listen in as well. So if you are in Northern Ireland this evening, the PSNI has issued a warning to people in the north about a text scam currently in operation. Members of the public have been sent text messages telling them that they are eligible for the COVID-19 vaccination. The scam message reads, "We have identified that you are eligible for to apply for your vaccination," and links to a convincing but fake NHS page, which then asks for bank details. The PSNI added that any messages asking for personal information are most likely a scam. A spokeswoman said this afternoon, if you receive a text or email that asks you to click on a link or for you to provide information such as your name, credit card or bank details, it's likely to be a scam. So please do, if you are in Northern Ireland, watch out for that. I'm going to take another break if I can. Come back to me after that and I will be playing for you the number one song on this very day in Ireland back in 1972.
Live on Era. Presented by Gerard Sweeney.
Talk Radio Europe.
What does Sunday evening mean for you? For some, it's a time to relax and reflect. For others, the last chance to enjoy the weekend. But for me, Giles Brown, it's the weekend wind down. 2 hours of the eclectic, eccentric, and even esoteric. Your Sunday service begins at 7.
Brought to you in association with PFV Accountants. Creative solutions in a changing world.
Hello, babe.
Don't you hello, babe, me. Where are you? It's late.
I'm on my way now, dear. Should be there in 10 minutes. Bye. Come on, baby. Just 5 miles to go. Come on. Oh, don't stop now or I'll be sleeping on the sofa.
Motorbike insurance from Linea Directa starts from just €77 and comes with roadside assistance as standard. Make sure you always get home on time. Call Linea Directa on 902 123 616. That's 902 123 616. T's and C's apply.
Sir in English, linking communities and supporting local businesses for more than 35 years. The longest running and most prestigious English language newspaper with fully audited circulation, serving the international community here in southern Spain. 43,223 copies per week, over 750 distribution points, 2,400 copies in Gibraltar and all OJD audited. Sir in English is the publication trusted by national and international organisations and authorities, resulting in hundreds of satisfied clients every week. Sir in English, the clear market leader among English language publications in southern Spain.
This is Talk Radio Europe.
Live on Era, presented by Gerard Sweeney.
Welcome back to the programme. Right, we've got about 17 minutes, 16 and a half minutes before I have to say goodbye to you. Can I firstly say one thing? Tony Dean, that I referred to at the start of the programme, he was talking about the song, the tune that I played from Peter Sellers. Turns out he is listening. So, Tony, that's great to hear. And thank you very much for getting in touch this afternoon or this evening with me. And Happy New Year, Happy Three Kings and all of that. As well as that, I've just noticed that the phone seems to have disconnected itself from the WhatsApp. So if you sent me a WhatsApp in the last wee while, it's back again. it's back again. So let's have a look. I do have a few messages there. I'll read them shortly, but I was going to say that I can't access them, but I can now. You see, the wonders of technology, it is great. When it lets you down, suddenly it gets back up again. This song was number one in Ireland on this very day, the 6th of January, back in 1972. What age would I have been? I would have been coming up on my 5th birthday. So I don't remember it, but I know the song quite well. A fella called Dermot Henry sang it. I think you'll know it too. It's called If Those Lips Could Only Speak.
He stood in a beautiful mansion, surrounded by riches untold. He gazed at a beautiful picture that hung in a frame of gold. Was the picture of a lady, so beautiful, young and fair. Was a beautiful childlike vision. He murmured in sad despair. If those lips could only speak, if those eyes could only see, if those beautiful golden tresses were there in reality, could I only take your hand as I did when you took my name? But it's only a beautiful picture in a beautiful golden frame. He stood there and gazed on the painting, then slumbered forgetting all pain. And there in that mansion in fancy, she stood by his side again. His lips, they softly murmured the name of his one sweet bride. With his eyes fixed on the picture, he awoke from his dream and cried. If those lips could only speak, if those eyes could only see, if those beautiful golden tresses were there in reality, could I only take your hand as I did when you took my name? But it's only a beautiful picture in a beautiful golden frame. If those lips could only speak, if those eyes could only see, if those beautiful golden tresses were there in reality, could I only take your hand as I did when you took my name? But it's only a beautiful picture in a beautiful golden frame. If those lips could only speak, if those eyes could only see, if those beautiful golden tresses were there in reality, could I only take your hand?
Not a bad little ditty at all, is it? That is Dermot Henry, and If Those Lips Could Only Speak. Now, the two messages that I was referring to that had come in on WhatsApp, one was from Michael Carway, and he says, it seems quite normal, musical differences sorted out, similar to the Commitments punch-up scene when the band played on. Indeed, yeah, I suppose it does, really, doesn't it, Michael? He's referring to the Peter Sellers song as well. And he also said that he wants me to play The Sweet Hill of Knocklane by J.P. Lenihan. I don't know it, but I will look for it. I promise you, I'll look for it. And if I can dig it up, I'll play it next week for you. How's that? All right, he says that they're connected to Sligo. So that would explain that. Cheers, he says. Okay, no problem at all, Michael. Thanks very much. Or Max is how he signs off. So it must be your pet name, is it? Alan was in touch as well with suggestions for featured artists. He said, well, what about Shane McGowan and the Pogues? Absolutely. What about the Wolf Tones? He said, no, that could get me into a whole pile of trouble. But I'll see if I can find something reasonable from the Wolf Tones, all right? Of course, I know one definitely that I could play. So yeah, we'll have a look and we'll see if we can do that. Yes, the COVID-19 figures from Ireland have just arrived. I'm going to take a look at those. I'm going to do a commercial break and I'll bring them to you just after that. All right.
Live on Era, presented by Ger Sweeney.
You're listening to Talk Radio Europe.
If you put your beloved car in the hands of Premier Body Shops, they don't just guarantee quality mechanical and body repairs, they also supply a courtesy car, offer free collection and delivery, and throw in a complimentary valet service. And their work is approved by all the major insurance companies. It's clear that at Premier Body Shops, they love what they do and pride themselves in a job well done. Visit the workshop in the Estepona Industrial Estate or go online to premierbodyshops.es. They even offer a complete restoration service for any make of classic or vintage car. Give them a call on 951 90 11 55.
TRE.
Live on Aero, presented by Ger Sweeney.
The COVID figures, unfortunately, do not make happy reading. The Department of Health here in Ireland has been notified of 17 further corona-related deaths and 7,836 new cases. The number of people being treated for the virus in the Republic in intensive care is up 12 to 88. So it's not looking good at all. Health Service Executive Chief Executive Paul Reid said that Ireland has exceeded the peak level of the first wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, with 921 people in hospital. As I said, 88 of those are in intensive care, and 17 people have lost their lives over the last 24 hours. So our sympathy to them, to their families, their friends and their loved ones. So there you have it. As I said, doesn't make for good reading. Let's see what else is happening at the moment. Yes, something that's a bit of a tradition, and I featured it on the programme not last year. I think it was 2 years ago. Yeah, I think it would have been about that. President Michael D. Higgins has spoken to students about the critical importance of science as he launched the first ever virtual BT Young Scientist and Technology exhibition this afternoon. This year marks the 57th exhibition and the first ever to take place online. It's a tradition, as I've said, 57 years. It's older than I am by 3 years. Yeah, indeed. So for the very first time, it was held 57 years ago in the Mansion House. That was the first time. Then it moved to the RDS, which is a very big facility. And today it's back in the Mansion House because it's the first online edition, and the organisers thought that it would be nice to go back to their roots. And the exhibition brings together some of the country's brightest young minds as they compete to take home the title of the BT Young Scientist and Technologist of the Year 2021, with over 1,000 students representing more than 200 schools taking part. Now, this year's projects cover a wide range of topics such as COVID-19, social media, sports science, gender studies, climate change, agricultural science, solar power and biological diversity. Launching the exhibition virtually this afternoon, President Higgins spoke of the importance of science, especially during a time in which the world is dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. The President said the pandemic has reaffirmed the critical importance of science as a vital tool for humanity, both to combat the transmission of coronavirus and to reduce the suffering and tragedy to which it gives rise. He added that science is an essential tool made available to improve the welfare of citizens, especially in developing countries. It is critical, he said, that the benefits of research and science discoveries are shared equitably and made available among and within nations. He went on to say that this is now of vital importance as COVID vaccines and other medical discoveries become available. But no one is safe, he said, until everybody is safe. So that's nice. So there you go. And we wish all the students. These are students, by the way, that are in second level. So there's none of them over the age of 18. The majority of them will be 17 and younger. Down to 13, 14, 15, 16 year olds. And truly wonderful and inspirational as well. I did say that we take two tracks from our featured artist, and the artist this week is Bagatelle because of the death of Liam Riley. The unexpected death, he died on New Year's Day. Let's take another track from Bagatelle. He was lead singer. Here's one with a European kind of a flavour. Thank you.
And I hope she remembers all the things that we did. And I wish I could see her today. And
that's a lovely song. It comes from Bagatelle, Liam Riley, the late Liam Riley, as lead singer with the group, taking us back to the 1980s. Is it raining in Paris tonight? That I don't know, but I know it's raining in a lot of parts of Spain this evening. Malaga, particularly heavy, and I think Gibraltar's got some thunderstorms due tomorrow as well. I wouldn't like to be there. Actually, talking of that, Met Aaron here in Ireland has issued weather warnings as well. We're expecting snow and ice in a lot of the places around the country. Now, can I say thank you to Letitia for joining me on the programme this evening. It was lovely to hear from her and get her example, get her experiences of Christmas, and indeed just to find out a little bit about what she's doing living in Limerick. Can I say also a big thank you to, as per usual, to our Spanish-Irish cultural advisor on the programme, Jose Antonio Sierra. And Antonio Sierra, I hope you're having a nice Three Kings Day, and also Feliz Año Nuevo to you as well. Tomorrow I am back on the radio. Sorry about that. Yeah, back tomorrow filling in for Selena, as I have been doing all week. Tomorrow is my last day doing that, so I hope you can join me between 1 and 3 in the afternoon. If you're in Spain, it'll be 12 to 2 if you happen to be outside of Spain, or maybe in Ireland or in the UK. Back with Live on Air again next Monday. No, Jerry, you're back next Wednesday. So next Wednesday from 6 to 7. In the meantime, from me, Jerry Sweeney, thanks for listening. Look after yourselves and each other. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye now.
Online.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this programme, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.